Five Busy Beavers by Stella Parthenew Grasso, illustrated by Christine Batuz, narrated by Stella Parthenew Grasso, published by Scholastic Canada. Five busy beavers building up a dam, closing off the river where the salmon swam, gnawing down trees and ferrying the logs, slapping on the mud that they gathered from the bog. Along came a muskrat who wanted to play, and one little beaver swam away. Four busy beavers chewing on some wood, chopping down trees as fast as they could. Poplars and willows, maple trees and beech, searching through the forest, they found a bit of each. Along came a heron who wanted to play, and one little beaver scampered away. Three busy beavers dragging back the logs, digging up canals that ran into the bog, pushing to the river and swimming to the lake, paddling their feet with no time to take a break. Along came some chorus frogs who wanted to play, and one little beaver frolicked away. Two busy beavers gathering mud and silt, diving to the riverbed until the dam was built, patching up the holes and filling in the cracks, thumping their tails in the rhythm of smacks. Along came a turtle who wanted to play, and one little beaver waddled away. One busy beaver in the setting sun, working very hard until the job was done, checking for leaks and tidying the sticks, shoring up the dam using all the beaver's tricks. Along came a firefly to light up the way, and one tired beaver paddled away. Four busy beavers and their playful friends gathered at the lodge with a plan to make amends, stringing up flowers, making water lily pie, humming while they worked to make the time go by. Along came a beaver with weary eyes, who was greeted at the door with a big surprise. Thank you for sharing this story with me, because a story isn't a story until it's shared.